Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Michigan State will play today at noon. Typically, the Spartans, they don't really care about the conference tournament. Even great Izzo teams don't make runs in the conference tournament. But they have a real shot at the one seed, right?
Yeah, legitimate shot at the one seed. Because if you look at, okay, just take the metrics in regards to quad one wins. And Auburn, who has spent time at number one, it depends on where you're looking. If you're looking at the net rankings or if you're looking at KenPom, like they've got 15 quad one wins. They're 15-4. They played a lot of quad one games. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Houston. They've got 11. Alabama has 10, paired with 7 losses. Kentucky has 10. How many does Michigan State have?
Michigan State has 12 quad one wins right now. And it's the second most in the sport.
And only 4 quad one losses. I think that's the important part as well.
I think they have a real shot at the one seed. I don't know if everybody agrees with it. I think if you throw in the Cooper Flagg injury from yesterday, love it or hate it, the reality is the committee has punished teams for injuries before. If he doesn't play again in the ACC tournament, I know they'll try to paint the rosy, optimistic thing. Hey, if your best player's not healthy, historically, you get dinged. And if that's happening at the same time that MSU rattles off 10 straight wins to close the season, the majority of which against teams currently ranked, the majority of which are quad one wins, they'll end up with 15 quad one wins, maybe the most in the sport. Now, I realize Houston and Auburn.
Well, they'll be tied with Auburn, yeah.
Yeah. And they could win a couple games here too. But MSU would belong on the one seed line, would they not? If they win out, they are regular season tournament champs, both of them, a dual champion. They would end with 10 straight wins and have 15 quad one wins. If they're not the best team in the country, I understand, but they certainly would deserve to be one of the 4-1 seeds.
And it's interesting because KenPom has them at 8. Net rankings has them at 10. And then you look at the quad one wins. And again, there's so many metrics that go into this. In regards to what the committee is looking at, how they have played recently, Greg, I know you're waving your hands. I know that how they played recently isn't supposed to factor in, but correct me if I'm wrong. They're human.
That is correct.
And I guarantee you, whether they want to admit it or not, there will be recency bias.
Well, I think there's two things. First of all, in terms of recency bias, I think there is the, well, we've already kind of got these teams that we think are the 4 best, which is basically Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston. And so to knock them off of that perch, I think, might take something incredible. Now, Jim, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say Michigan State gets to the Big Ten title game and loses on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Would they be a 1 seed?
Did Florida lose prior to making the SEC title game?
Let's say sure.
Then, yeah, I think I'd put them in over Florida.
Okay.
Is Florida the lesser of those 4 teams?
They are the less of the 4 teams, but there is a significant gap, at least in the KenPom range, between 4 and 5. Now, here's what's going against Michigan State. It's the 3:30 tip-off on Sunday.
Right. And we know that it's not supposed to work like this, but it always feels like the committee has already built the bracket and they don't change even if you win that game. That's why you ask, well, it depends at the end there. Florida only has 8 quad one wins. And I know they've beaten Auburn, and I'm not telling you Florida's not a good basketball team, but if they don't win their regular season or conference tournament, if they have 5 losses just like MSU, but the Spartans are a dual champion with nearly double the quad one wins, I'm supposed to put Florida in there because the SEC's great? How about they win those games then? You know what I mean?
I agree. And I would love to see Michigan State go in as a one seed. I do think that over the course of the season, what we've seen Michigan State do and how we've seen them play, and I know what you're doing at the end of the year isn't supposed to matter, but let's just look at, you know, they lost to, early on in the season, number one team in the country. Now, Kansas hasn't...
At the time, yeah.
Right. Kansas hasn't proven to be number one team in the country. So it's not necessarily... A lot of times we look at this, and I look at it from a football perspective, and what they would do on the football side of things. It's very different in basketball. But, you know, what's their worst loss?
It's probably the Indiana game.
Which is, happens to be their last loss.
Their last loss. Because MSU has 4 other losses. Kansas and Memphis, I think, are both top 50 right. net teams.
The West Coast trip,
and
USC,
then the West
UCLA.
Coast trip, which... I'm not making any excuses for them, but we saw it in football. You mentioned the football mentality. Mm-hmm. That travel out there really nipped some teams last year. I don't know that those are necessarily bad losses. Like, UCLA is a pretty good team. Indiana at home is their bad loss. Right, Greg? That's the one that, yeah, thumbs up from Greg back there. But I think they have a real shot at the one seed. I wonder if Spartan fans feel like it's worth it. Maybe they see the Cooper flag injury, and instead of seeing, oh, there's a path where Duke gets punished or Florida drops, maybe they say, I don't want to get any of these guys hurt. I'd rather just lose today, lock in my 2 seed, and move on.
So I think what Greg said about, there's kind of a wall that's up right now with the 4 number ones. People just think they're that's it. But State's progression here from probably February, you know, mid-February on, has really, if you really dig into the numbers, you can make a strong case for them in terms of quad one wins and all that. And I think it's getting overlooked because this wall's been put up. Like, I think what needs to happen at this point, something needs to happen. Duke probably needs to lose to Carolina today, and Florida needs to lose either today or tomorrow. And I think if that happens, a conversation starts. You know, I think if Izzo wins today, he can, and Duke loses tonight, he can start, you know, politicking for it a little bit, you know? If I was a Michigan State fan, we had one text here that came in and they said there's no way they're getting in a one seed unless this and this happens.
Yeah, I have it in front of me. Yeah,
stuff. But if, like, that person sounds like a pretty hardcore fan. When you really start looking and digging into the numbers, there is a very healthy debate to be had here that maybe State's getting a little diss simply because of the wall that's been put up by those 4 teams. I mean, Florida's got some ridiculously good wins this year. People think they could win it all.
I do too.
But 2 SEC teams, and they didn't win either championship.
Right.
In the SEC, and then Michigan State wins both championships in the Big Ten. And these are things that got you one seeds before.
Auburn? What are you saying about Auburn, Greg?
Auburn won the SEC.
Yeah, he's saying Florida.
No, Florida wouldn't get either championship.
Yeah, Florida wouldn't have regular season or tournament championship. And again, if Florida were to lose their very next game, they'd be 8 quad one wins. That's solidified, locked in, kick your feet up, one seed, while MSU's going through a 10-win straight gauntlet to win the tournament championship. I think they have a shot. Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. The one Tom was alluding to, they have no shot with Duke and Houston winning yesterday. Auburn and Florida winning today will lock them out.
I do think that Duke, even though it was Georgia Tech, winning without Cooper Flagg and making the comeback that they did, because I was watching that game at the beginning, and I'm like, man.
They were down early. Yeah.
Oh, they were down like 15 early. And they made a little bit of a comeback when Cooper Flagg did get hurt. And then, but I think it goes to show that whether you're looking at numbers, you're looking at Duke is still a very talented and really good team, even without Cooper Flagg.
They have 5 draft picks.
Yeah.
Projected draft picks.
Right.
Outside of Cooper Flagg, by the way, he'd make it 6.
Right.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How big a deal is the Cooper Flagg injury in the committee's eyes? It's not a season-ending ankle injury, and Duke's going to downplay it because it's in their best interest. But we've seen in both the NCAA tournament and the college football playoff, if you get a bad injury at the wrong position to a key guy, you'll be punished, which never sits right with me that your resume gets dinged, wins you've already had get dinged because we don't know if you can win in the future. But there's precedent for it. Like, it would not be out of the question for the committee to say, hey, Duke, instead of being the number one overall seed, you're hanging by a thread. And if you lose, you're a two seed because Cooper Flagg might not be 100%.
It's hard to make that justification because of the talent that Duke has. When the Florida State quarterback got hurt, was it Travis?
Yeah, Jordan Travis.
They didn't have somebody to come in and even play close to where he is. Now, is somebody going to come in and play close to where Cooper Flagg is? No, but they have five other guys that are really good basketball players. So it's not like they're devoid of people going out there and making plays or scoring.
And let's face it here, Duke gets to play the hand the way they want to in terms of this information getting out or anything. This might be a hindsight argument where they just play it safe. Oh, we're not going to put them in the ACC tournament anymore. We feel secure with our seed,
yeah.
And we want to make sure he's 100% for the tournament. And then you get to the opening game in the tournament, and he's not in there. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, "Oh, wait a minute! They
sandbagged."
Yeah.
Well, again, you're talking about the opening weekend of the tournament. I think even if Cooper Flagg isn't there, those are two wins.
Should be. But we've seen Duke get bumped by Lehigh in the past. I mean, this is the tournament, man. Not having the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, yeah, it's a huge loss.
Greg, the other five guys, they're going to be very high picks.
Which is typical of Duke every year.
I think it's two other lottery picks and three projected second-round picks decide to leave.
Right. So you're not talking about a team that doesn't have playmakers without Cooper Flagg. He's clearly the best player.
I just wonder how Spartan fans feel going into today. Do you look at the Cooper Flag injury and say, well, I actually don't want to go for it. I don't want any of our guys getting hurt. I don't know if that argument flies because the Spartans are pretty deep. They're not reliant on any one player. They've got four different guards if someone were to roll an ankle. And do you look at it the other way and say, hey, the moment's now. We have a chance at the one seed. What do you guys think? 97-1?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.